All right, Matthew 28, 18. We go again.
Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and in the earth. So we said, that's God's plan from the beginning. Heaven and the earth. Then he says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So we said, teaching and preaching of the gospel is the spine of Christian faith. What do I call it? That means when you remove it, everything crumbles. Everything crumbles. If you want to know a Christian, ask him, how is ministry? You know, I was invited to speak at my secondary school. When was that? I think it was 19 or 20. So I was invited to speak, doing an anniversary. Forgot how many years. But we were doing an anniversary, so I was invited to talk. So it was a 3-day meeting. I was one of the guest speakers. And so a lot of my colleagues from my set, and the set before me, some of them are commissioners now. I think I know two that are commissioners in Oyo State now, from my class. You know. And one of them reached out. He wasn't a commissioner then. And he said, Shinyo, you saw me on the flyer or whatever they did. This must be rosy by now. I said, well, depends on what you call roses. Amen. And he said, how's the wife? How are the children? I said, fine. That's what you want to hear. She said, they're not fine. Amen. And so I said, how are you doing too? Because we used to preach together on the campus in the school. I used to attend the chapel and all of that. They wanted to make me chapel prefect. I said, no, I don't want chapel prefect. I want head boy. And they said, they can't give me head boy. I know I could not be head boy. I was not the 10th most brilliant. Yeah, we were plenty. Myself alone were about 600. So if you're looking at the most brilliant, probably be in top 50. So we had like 20, at least 20 males who are more cerebral than I am and all of that. I said, I wanted a boy. I thought I could use word of faith for them. But he said, let's look at me. He said, if you are not taking chapel prefect, go. We thought these are shorts that I used to put here. You cannot take chapel prefect. So I asked him, I said, how are you doing too? And how is ministry? Then the phone went quiet. How is ministry? I suppose you are still teaching God's word. Hallelujah. And so, it shows that we have Christians who think that living the life is about having money, having fame, having your family all together and love that. But to Jesus, it's about the teaching of the gospel. That is what every meeting is for. We are seated here today, you know, having believers meeting, tongues, interpretation, prayer, studying God's word. All of those things are just for one goal. Say one goal. So that the gospel can be preached. So the moment we don't fulfill that one goal, then we are failures. So you must ask yourself, am I preaching the gospel or am I running away from it? Some people say, I will start next year. I always tell people, there's nothing like next year. Next year starts now. Right? Next year starts now. If I click now, what's today's date again? 23rd, yeah? April 23rd, 3 o'clock. To April 23rd, 2023, 3 o'clock. Is that 1 year? Huh? So next year I started now. Amen. There's no next year. Make up your mind to do God's word. I mean, do of God's word. So it says, go and teach all nations. What are you going to teach them again? The things I have commanded you. Entelomai. The things I have taught you. And Jesus taught quite a number of things. The things I have commanded you. And what he taught is what the apostles also taught. Don't forget, he taught them for 40 days, Abby. Then he says, go and teach everybody what I taught you. So when you see Romans, when you see Peter, when you see John, those are the things he taught them. The things I've commanded you. But at the crux of it, he says, lo, I am with you always, till the end of the world. And we said, I am with you always. Have we found out where he is now? In heaven? Well, it depends on what you call heaven. I recall we had a teaching in 2017. Glory camp meeting. And we were able to trace heaven. Amen. In earth, Depends on what you're saying. But I know it's in me. Amen. So we have been able to trace the motions of the God kind. And we see that now he resides in the men who have believed the gospel. Come on, are you convinced now? That he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. What God has joined together, let not man... Have we seen that now? Is that a wedding... Is that a wedding oath? Is it oath? No. What do you call that wedding story? A vow. Toast. Robert said wedding toast. Okay, he's not in the medical field, so I don't have him. Robert is a doctor in his mind. Alright, so it's not a wedding vow. What God has joined together. Let no man put us under. Man, God can't put us under. Woman, God put us under. Amen. We are joined to the Lord, right? So we've seen that from Genesis, it has always been God's plan to fellowship with man, right? We said, when man messed up, God still came around. Adam, where are you? Because God wants man. He created man for his own pleasure. God wants man. Adam, where are you? Adam hid himself. So from the onset, it was not God that ran away. It was man that hid himself. It was not God that said, I will not fellowship with you. I will not dwell with you. It was man that hid himself. God's name, true and true, is Emmanuel. Amen. He is with us. He is with us. So, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. That's the way Matthew starts. He started his synoptic with, his name shall be called Emmanuel. And he ended it with, his name shall be called Emmanuel. Amen. In different phrases, but he started with it. God with us. Then he ended with it. God with us. So you can't have any doubt. Can't have any doubt. He is with us. He's not in any other thing. Even if you like to go to Jerusalem and you see the robe that the Jesus wore when he went to the cross. And imagine, if you like, cut 1 yard out of it. I'm using for handkerchief. Every morning when you wake up, you say, people don't know what I have. There's nothing you have. He's not in the clothes. Amen. He's not in the clothes. He's not in the bottle. Nobody locked him up in any bottle and selling him 120. So I say, Pastor, I understand all this teaching. I get you, sir. Can we still use him in a bottle the way you used him that day? I didn't use him. And I didn't use him in a bottle of water. Amen. Just thought to say that again. Don't now go on every lane and she said, me, I just want to go directly. Pastor, they don't believe. Me, I know. I want to go directly. Yeah. Your job is also to teach. I am with you always. Does that make sense? So you can't afford to go against your job. I am with you always. Just that in the cases of healing, I don't care. Amen. Healing. Someone came to me one time. Say, I saw a pastor on TV that he slapped someone because of healing. So he thought I would talk. Some people just, I don't know why you are coming to me. Do I look like the prefect of the body of Christ? How old am I? You're coming to me. Don't come to me. That's how one came to me one time. He said, Pastor Adeboye has a private jet. I said, okay. So what do you think about it? What do I think about private jets? I like it. I want one. Yeah, but you're against materialism. You don't like the gospel of materialism. That doesn't mean I don't want to prosper. I want. How pastors are meant to be lowly. I said, try having churches in 170 countries and be taking bike there or there. If the man wants a private island, give him. So he came to me and said, the pastor slapped someone on TV. He said, because he has cancer. I said, the cancer go. He said, yes. So what are you now saying? If someone has cancer and he says you chop slap, will he not chop it? Eh? Eh? I told him, I said, never despise a miracle because you don't know when you will need one. So, I am with you always. Amen. Even to the end of the world. I am with you always, even to the end of the world. And we said, he is in us. We saw the promise in John 14. Shortly before he was arrested, we saw the promise. He said, I go to prepare a place for you in the Father. We saw that from Friday, Thursday night, right? I go to prepare a place for you in the Father. That now looks like it's been a while. Because you've heard the net. All right. I go to prepare a place for you in the Father. That where I am in the Father as a son. So that word, I go to prepare a mansion or whatever. In my father's house, there are many mansions. That word mansion is actually the word mone in the Greek. M-O-N-E. I'm teaching John 14 verse 2 now. M-O-N-E, which actually means a space. It doesn't mean a building. It means a space. I go to prepare a place for you. Some versions have it not as mansions, as place. Your version has it as place. I go to prepare a place for you. So it's not a building. It's a position in the Father. Where am I in the Father? As a son. Because they are angels in the kingdom of God. Amen. The angels who are ministering spirits. Hebrews 1:7. So, well, where he's preparing for you is higher than angels. So I go to prepare a place for you in the Father. That where I am in the Father, there you may be also. So we've seen that we are now sons of God. And what is peculiar to sons of God is that they have the Spirit of God. So he now is with us, is in us by his Spirit. Let that always ring. Let that always ring. If there's something that you should leave believers meeting 2022 with, is that you're one with the Lord. That will affect a lot of things about you. It will affect the way you teach God's word. It will affect the way you serve him. It will also affect your conduct, say conduct, the way you behave yourself. You know, as we close believers meeting, it's always tended towards consecration because that's the point. So it will affect your conduct. Because you now know that God dwells in you. There's a way you will act. You can't afford to behave like every other person. You can't afford to think like every other person. I was talking to a senior colleague of mine when I was still working in the hospital. And she said, senior? I said, yes, sir. Yes, ma. Ah, you don't need to call me again. I said, ma, I'm busy. I know that. They said, I thought you have left the country for us now. I said, why? Why would I leave? Everybody has left now. I said, tell the last person to even go. So let me own all the bread in Nigeria. Cement, everything. I won't pay house rent again. Everybody will have gone. Amen? Except the cell leaders. We'll be holding meetings. Amen? Amen. All of us will stay. We'll be holding meetings. I'm playing Monopoly. So I said, why do you think I would go? I am a pastor. She said, that's what he mean. You will start another one there. That's what she said. And I told her, I said, if you still want us to be friends, and I respect you, you're way older than I am. If you still want us to be friends, don't bring this up again. Not because it's me. And don't tell any person this kind of stuff you just said. Because the church is not a business. It's not a startup. Amen. It's not something you just, I want to go and start another one. Does it look like Mixi or Speedy Biscuit Company that you want to go and start another one? I said, why are you thinking like that? Are you a Christian? Say, now you want to be interrogating me. I said, no, I'm not interrogating. I'm asking a question. Say, pastor, I'm a Christian. You should not be talking like this. Why would I answer that way? Because knowing what God has committed to your hands must make you think differently. You must not be a Christian that when you are in church, you are a Christian. When you are outside, you are no longer a Christian. And that is not uncommon in this age. You find people lifting their hands. In fact, when I was on campus, unbelievers used to say, when someone is going to church, they'll be like, and they'll be betting on sisters. Then I would toast this one. It's vivid in my head. Like unbelievers, and they'll be taking bets like this. And I'll be looking at that. There was a time I was very mischievous. I said, no, it won't happen. If it happens, I'll buy you spaghetti. You cannot, in fact, she will send you away. She said, if she doesn't come to this room, that's what he said. If she doesn't come to this room to greet me before Friday, she said, let me know what happened. Prepare the spaghetti. The miserable sister too. How to buy spaghetti? The miserable sister. I said, where are you going to? She said, I'm follow up. Follow up, God. Follow through the brother. They are following you. You are following up. Innocence. By the Spirit of God. Something is smelling. And so I went back to fellowship. Went to ask everybody. I don't want to see. You were there at that time, Abby. I don't want to see in boys' hostel. So there were only a few sisters and picked that allowed to see in boys' hostel. I don't want to see you, no matter what you are preaching this life. Why did I say what I said? Because even unbelievers don't think that people as committed to Jesus as they claim. Whether you like it, you can agree. Whether you like it, you can disagree. But you know the truth in your heart. They believe it's just a front. They believe there is really nothing. You are not that serious. But you are the temple of God. The temple is a serious place. Is that not what Jesus said? In John chapter 2, let's look at it. You learning something? John chapter 2. In John 2, when he entered the temple, verse 12, went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and he continued there not many days. Verse 13, the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and changes of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, the sheep and the oxen, poured the money changers, overthrew their tables, and said, take these things away. Do not make my father's house the house of merchandise. That is what we call the temple. Is a serious place. It's a place where you go to and you see God. Right? We said the temple is what? God and man in one place. A place where you go to and you see God. That's what the temple of God is. Don't forget Solomon's plea in 1 Kings 8. I think we saw it in the morning. 1 Kings 8, verse 29. That your eyes may be open towards this house night and day. Say night and day. So he calls that temple where God's eyes is open towards night and day. Where God hears their supplication. Verse 30. Every time. So the temple is not it's not somewhere you go and play football. I recall when we were younger. Moyo should remember this story. Jabula, we did paper ball, and we're playing inside the church. In the teen's church. So the ladies, the sisters, Tinuke, I forget. So she threatened us and said she would tell the pastor. And she did what she said. Said we are playing ball inside the church. We put all the chairs aside like this, post to post. Guess what? I was a teenager's president. I was meant to caution them. But the ball was sweet. As I said, I won. If you know what that means. I wasn't going to say I won. Teenager's president. Pastor. So he told the pastor. And we could not go the next day. You were meant to go to church for punishment and all of that. I definitely knew that Pastor Building was going to call us out. The issue is not the punishment. The issue is calling you out during service. That's how it is. You line up like this. Now, see these people. We are raising children that obey, not children. imagine they're calling you out as the senior president and they're calling you children that disobey. Awesome. So, I left home with my family. When I'm about to get to church, I said I want to buy a robe. So my dad dropped me from the car and I ran away. I ran away. I ran to Bolumole. Because the temple is a serious place. Amen. Just kidding. But no, the temple in those days, they are not places where you even come dressed anyhow. You dress well, you wash your hands, you clean yourself. That's why those who are maimed or who have leprosy are not allowed in the temple. They are not allowed in the temple. In Moses' temple, in fact, if a woman is going through a monthly, you're not allowed. You're not allowed in sanctuary. Moses was driving at something. The temple is serious. The temple is clean. That's why when Jesus healed that man who had leprosy, he told him, go and show yourself to the priest. Now you can enter the temple. See, I'm the temple of God. We have seen that, right? Abi? From the beginning, man shall leave father and mother and we cleave to his wife. And the two shall become one flesh. Right? Ekad Bawa, right? One body. No separation. So if you are the temple of God, then the temple has obligations. There are things that you will do. There are things that you cannot afford to do. There are things that you cannot afford to be seen there. And like I said, we are in a very strange age. You see someone's profile on Instagram or Twitter. The bio will read, God first. Check the picture. Is God last? Bio is easy to write. Woman with the fear of God. Woman that God is fearing. Amen. Your attitude, your demeanor, your activity betrays what is of the temple. No, it ought not to be so. The temple of God must remain the temple of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, you know something? Let this be a correction to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. What fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion has light with darkness? What concord has Christ with Belial? What part has he that believes with an infidel? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. What agreement does the temple of God have with idols? This after he just said, if this tabernacle is destroyed, in chapter 5, we have a house not made with hands, right? Eternal in the heavens. Then he tell you, what is the relationship between the temple of God and idols? What's the relationship? Be not unequally yoked. Now, that's not just for marriage. In fact, marriage is the last one. You check your circle. Who are the people you call friends? Are they also temple of God? Abi, there are temples that have in them merchandise. Because a temple can be corrupted, like they did to Nehemiah's temple. What agreements does light have with darkness? You are the temple of God. You have to act like that. You have to think like that. You have to make decisions from that perspective. I'm not just any person. Christ lives in me. I love that song. It is no longer I that liveth. We used to sing in DLCF that day. But Christ that lives in me. It is no longer I that liveth. But Christ who lives in me. It is Christ that lives in me. It is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives. Everyone sing, in me. It is Christ that lives in me. It is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives. He lives in me. Amen. Your decisions are from that aspect. He lives in me. So there are things I won't do. Amen. I'm not even talking about bad things. That one is secret. I'm talking about things that normal. There are times that you just deprive yourself of certain things so that God's work can progress. You are the temple. You can't walk against the gospel on the earth. Amen. You are the temple of God. That must always be in your head. Is that clear? What agreement does Christ have with Belial? What agreement does the temple of God have with idols? He took this straight out of the Old Testament. What agreement does the temple of God have with idols? You find that in 1 Samuel. You learn something? 1 Samuel. You are the temple of God. That means there are sites you don't go to. There are accounts you don't follow. There are friends you don't keep. There are things you don't do. And there are things you do. Because you are the temple of God. Everything starts from that. Amen. There are places in this world you will never find. It's just not possible. Sometimes the gospel detects your, what do you call this now? Who you are. Because of the gospel, I probably didn't even go out as much. I don't have much friends. I have friends, amen. I have friends, I'm proud of that. I have good friends. All the ones sitting in front are my friends, amen. They are all my friends. So I have good friends, amen. But the circle is not big. It's not. It can't be. Because our desires are different. Our ambitions are different. And all of that starts with knowing that you are the temple of God. So he says, what agreement does the temple of God have with idols? 1 Samuel chapter 5. This is after the death of Eli. Verse 5. And the Philistines, after that woman said, the glory has departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken. Chapter 5 verse 1. And the Philistines took the ark of God, and they brought it from Ebenezer unto Ashdod. When the Philistines took the ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon. Say Dagon. And they set the ark by Dagon. And when day of Ashdod arose in the morning, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face before the ark of the Lord. And they took Dagon and set him in his place again. And when they arose early on the morning of the morrow, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face to the ground because of the ark of the Lord. And the head of Dagon, not the Cobra Dagon, and the head of Dagon and both palms of his hands were cut off from the threshold. Only the stump of Dagon was left to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe you had left Dagon the first time. Dagon was still okay. That verse 5. Therefore, neither the priest of Dagon nor any that come into Dagon's house tread on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod unto these days. But the hand of the Lord was heavy upon them of Ashdod, and he destroyed them and smote them with emeralds, and even Ashdod and the coast of thereof. And when the men of Ashdod saw it was so, they said, the ark of God of Israel shall not abide with us, for his hand is sore upon us and upon Dagon our God. They sent therefore and gathered all the lords of Philistine unto them, and said, what shall we do to the ark of the God of Israel? And they answered, let the ark of God of Israel be carried unto Gath. That's where Goliath came from. And they carried the ark of God of Israel to Gath. And it was so that after they carried it about, the hand of the Lord was against the city with a very great destruction. It smote the men of the city, both great and small and great. And they had emeralds in their secret parts. Therefore, they sent the ark of God to Ekron. They just kept sending it everywhere. And it came to pass, as the ark of God came to Ekron, that Ekronites cried out, saying, they have brought to us the ark of God of Israel to slay us and our people. And they sent and gathered together all the lords of Philistine and said, send away the ark of God to Israel. Let it go unto his own place and slay us not and our people. For there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city, and the hand of God was heavy there. Amen. So they had to take it back. But what does this tell you? The temple of God, the ark of God and Dagon don't stay in the same place. There's no agreement between the temple of God and idols. That's where Paul got it from. There's no agreement. Every time God's temple comes against an idol, you know, an idol, you don't have to have what do you call them? Figurine, thank you. In your room to have an idol. You don't have a figurine. Now every morning you now put palm oil. You don't have to have that. To some people, money is the idol. Every time you see money, everything that is going on in your higher centers is disruption. A minister of the gospel cannot be given to greed. You can't be given to money or the lack of it. I'm not saying poverty is spiritual, but having money does not say you have faith. There are different reasons why people have money, and their faith is probably the least of it. You don't have money because you pray well. Money cannot be your idol. Every idol must fall face down before the ark of God. Amen. Can we say it together? Every idol must fall face down before the ark of God. Before you got promotion, you used to sweep church, you used to clean chair. You are in works, you are in... Okay, we don't have prayer department. Okay. You are in works. You are in protocol. Okay. You are in music team. They say you cannot do everything. I said, don't worry, pastor. I'm multi-talented. And I have time. You are in everywhere. Prayer rally. Starting 8 o'clock. You are there 6 o'clock. You're already doing this. All the cell leaders met you there. When everybody was leaving, 8 o'clock in the morning, as they were carrying bag, he said, Izambraha. Ah! Then suddenly you got a job. He gave you good salary in an idol setting. You no longer come for prayer meetings. Temple of God. That is meant to be house of prayer. That's not to something else. That's not to house of Netflix. Said there's prayer meeting. Joseph. Go answer their prayers. What's that next week sound again? This series is interesting. It's truly a series. But you don't listen to the Idol of Prophet series. The moment you hear that the teaching is a series, when they go and get stuff. Which one of these? Your pastor this series too much. Oh, maybe someone has said it before. I went through every teaching. They are like 5, 5, 10, 10. So, listen to Galatians. Galatians is about 30 and counting. Amen? It's still going to reach 40. That's for sure. That's definitely. It's going to reach 50. So if you think you have started long teaching, you have not started. It's not like Corinthians. That will take us a whole year. But you can watch series. Entertainment is now your idol. Because you now have money. And what is the money you have? You are still not one of the top 1 billion people that is rich in the world. So calm down. Look, the moment you convert your naira, you are humbled. Now you are coming to church. You're coming late. You have no remorse. You're not serving. You know, something else has just taken the place of God in your heart. That's an idol. What agreement does the temple of God have with idols? No agreement, right? Dagon must fall face down by the Spirit of the Lord. Dagon must fall face down. Some people's idol is relationships. The moment you are single before, now you are plural. From single to double. Amen? Now, everything in your head is wedding. Wedding. Say, Pastor, it's because what God has joined together. That's all that you are thinking of. Say, why were you not in church? My fiancé, I'm sorry, Pastor, but we went to beach to drown or what? I don't get for evangelism. No, I cannot say bye. Do you have brain? That's all you're thinking about now. Say, there's outreach by 4. I cannot make it. I have a date. Don't just have a date. Have the entire calendar. You are a stupid Christian. If you don't have anybody to tell you the truth, the temple of God is not playground. It's not playground. It's no playground. It's for serious business. It's where we go to and we see God. When people have encounters with you, do they see God? Or they just see a reflection of themselves? An unbeliever cannot say you are different from him. An unserious Christian cannot say you are different from him. Someone has not gone to church since the day of Pentecost. He sees you and he says, you know, we are like the same now. Don't try to blend in. We went to the supermarket. What was that? And then someone was saying, he was trying to invite someone else to church. And he was saying, join online. So, and I said, he now faced us. Imagine facing me about online service. Now faced, and I said, Abi, my brother. I said, I'm not your brother. Let's start with that one. Let's start with that. I'm not your brother. 2, you will be there. Why don't you want her to be there? Is that what Jesus said? Abi, you are there? Is that what Jesus said? That we should go there? Well, did Jesus use online? I know you said Jesus used mic too. Or there. Say the same thing like Johnson. There's an express instruction to gather. When Jesus was leaving, in fact, when he wanted to give them instructions, he did not go and appear to them individually. He told them to gather. Then when he was going, I said, go back and gather. Tarry in Jerusalem, all of you. The 120, they were there in the upper room. If you are not there, no matter how much you love Jesus, you will not be full of the Holy Ghost. Physical gathering is part of our faith. We didn't try to say because we are in the supermarket, we blend in. Me. We passed all of that by the power of God. By the grace of God. Don't blend in. If it will take standing alone for Jesus, I'll stand alone. What agreement does the temple of God have with idols? Light with darkness. What agreement? So you need to search your hearts. Is there a secret throne? Is there something you actually love more than Jesus? This entire Jesus thing, it's just a cover up. It's because you don't have that thing yet. Some people, it's their career. The day you get what you're looking for, Jesus becomes the last option. Money, fame. One other boy, like that. He now has 10,000 followers. 10,000. 10K. His disciple was now reporting it to me. It's not in this church. Pastor, let me talk to this. Since he had 10,000 followers, he's just doing TikTok. Slow-mo. I don't know about it. Are you looking at yourself in the mirror? Now, I'm not against you enjoying yourself. Personally, you're not going to see me do that. Right? But I'm not against you doing it. But I'm not against you posting it. But when you now make it a duty, like a calling, you are a TikToker. Like, they ask you that, what are you doing with your life? You will say, that's what I do. So if they close that app, your destiny has ruined. And to Yakuma, disciple, slow-mo. Disciple. Souls are perishing. You are still walking in slow motion. I don't care you want to take this thing I'm saying. You are in the wrong. There are legitimate activities and desires that sometimes you sacrifice for the sake of the gospel. That's what the temple is about. Sacrifice. That's what the temple is about. Sacrifice. Every idol must fall flat before the ark of God. Amen. What agreement does the temple of God have with idols? There's no agreement. There's no union there. That's the word. Let nothing separate you from Christ. Are you listening to me? Make up your mind. Live or die. Sink or swim. Go up or go under. I'll stick to the word. That's by Kenneth Copeland. live or die, sink or swim, go up or go under, I'll stick to the word. Because there's no union between the temple of God and Dagon. Comfort must not be your idol. To some people, their own is not money. Their own is not fame. It's just comfort. Anything that will steal my comfort, my sleep. Say, when is the prayer again? So we are praying, it's a vigil. Are we going to sleep? Who sleeps in a vigil? It's called a vigil. There's a reason why we know what this is. It's called a vigil. We came around so that we will not sleep. Comfort. It's towards retreats that people used to have, their uncles, grandmother used to die. Every time retreat is coming. Because you know that we are going to have our longer prayers. Because you now know that, this retreat, I know what is there. I say, sir, I have an exam. You start forming timetable for yourself. Guess what? The exam will end on the hour that we stop praying. Comfort is your God. Ought not to be so. Say, the reason why I have not joined church, let me just tell you the truth. Hey, that you used to preach every Saturday and follow up again. And that if pastor have teaching meeting, you have to come. See, someone cannot just be in this church and not do anything, just be hearing God's word and be going home. Say, no, you have to do membership. That's not my own plan. That's not the issue. The issue is that you rate comfort over what God is doing. That's not typical of the temple. Amen? What agreement does the temple of God have to do with idols? This afternoon can be a fresh start for you. I don't care what you have done in the past. I don't care the decisions you have taken in the time past. I don't care. There's a new beginning. It's a brand new day. To be the temple of God, true and true. To say yes to God, even when you have other options. It's a brand new day. What agreement does the temple of God has to do with idols, hobbies? You can watch all the Premier League games that they are playing in this world. When you are done, you will now watch analysis. The analysis is always vex me most because I don't know what they used to say. Match has been played. Chelsea has been defeated 4-2. What are you analyzing again? What God is doing? Now, I'm a football fan, right? If you know very well, you know I'm a football fan. But not at the expense of my study or my prayer or church. Not even at the expense of my work in the natural. Alright? You guys know. Not even at the expense of my work. If I have work to do, let Arsenal go and sit down. Arsenal will not pay my bills. Amen. I'm not paying Arsenal bills. When you buy Jesse and you have the membership card, maybe you the babies. You can't afford to make it an idol. Some activities, they are very innocent. I'm not even talking about fornication. I'm not getting there. Just natural activities that they appear harmless. Now, Pastor, it's just football. Pastor, what else should we now do? I'm not saying you should not watch football. I watch football myself. Amen. You know it now. You know I watch football a lot. But I feel that I used to make man doesn't watch anything. He just leaves for Arsenal. Once Arsenal loses, you will see his face. Once Arsenal wins, you don't hear anything from him. And that's the work of the flesh. But as innocent as it is, or as it sounds, you cannot make it an idol. So search your heart. Search your heart. Are there things that you hold in high esteem, in your secret of heart? Are there things that when you see it or you are presented with it at its best and you see Jesus, you are going to ignore Jesus? Search your heart. If he says you are the temple, it's time to start acting like it. If he says you are the temple, it's time to start making the sacrifices the temple makes. It's time we are Christians, true and true. It's time we are supernatural, true and true. Let nobody tell you that it's not possible to serve God all your life. Let nobody tell you that one. That's a lie. That is a lie. Every time I hear Andrew Womack, he's still alive. Andrew Womack started preaching from the age of 10 or thereabout. He's over 70. He's still preaching the gospel. Not a single slander. Not a single bad news. So who told you that it's not possible to serve God all your life? Bro Hagin of blessed memory started preaching God's word at 16. He left this word at 86. At 70 years of serving the Lord, I want that. Come on. Amen. Let nobody show you one believer that started now is smoking about. Or one sister that used to serve God and now she's no longer. That's not your own story. This temple is permanent. It's not built with hands. It's the temple of the living God. That's who I am. And that's what I will act like. I won't allow what the devil is doing in the world to distract me. I won't allow it to call my name. I know truly well that there's no comfort in the world. I'm telling you this. There's no comfort in the world. There's no joy there. Whether you realize it now or later, eventually everybody will find out. When you get this one, the world will still tell you this. It's a bait. Ask those who are the rich and the wealthy of the world. They will tell you something is still missing. Surrender your life totally to Jesus. Let Jesus actually be the Lord of your life. As much as it lies within your power, stay true to being the temple of God. Nothing's going to change it. I'm just saying, put it in your activity. Put it in how you talk. There's no proper member of Glorious House Church. If you tell me they are talking anyhow to someone who is older than them, I will tell you he's not our member. I'll tell you he's not our member. He's not. Because I don't. And we have not learned that from the word. If you tell me that one of our members is fighting on the streets, I'll tell you he's not. Act like the temple. Live like it. Let the Son of God overwhelm you. Let him be your first thought in the morning and the last at night. I'm the temple of God. And I live like it. By the grace of God, I walk in the light, not in darkness. I walk in the temple, not with idols. There's no union between me and idols. There's no union. There's no union between me and darkness. My works are the works of the light. My motions are the motions of God's light. And that's how I will live my life. Pray for yourself this afternoon.